Well, good Monday evening to you, folks. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. I'm Ray Brewer, along with my colleague Case Kiefer here. And Where Do the Children Play? The jazz song leading us in. I guess they're going to play at the Thomas and Mack Center next year for the UNLV basketball team, a new era of Rebel basketball that's kind of going to look like an old era of Rebel basketball if Dave Rice has his way. Dave Rice announced today as the replacement for Lon Kruger. I just walked back, folks, from his introductory news conference, and I will tell you right now, I'm impressed. Great public speaker. Great respect for the history of the program. He was part of the 90 National Championship team. He was on the 91 Final Four team. He coached here for 11 years. He knows the ins and outs of the program, and he knows how valuable it means to Las Vegas. As we said last week, Case Kiefer, great hire. I think the program is better off right now than it was 2 weeks ago when Lon quit.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that this is what they should do, and we thought this was the direction they should go. But obviously, I wasn't at the press conference like you were. I'm out of town, but I think the most important thing you told me was that anyone that wasn't won over probably was after that press conference. And believe it or not, you know, no matter how obvious it looked that this was the hire, there were still people that were not sold on Dave Rice, which I can't believe. But I actually found out that it was official when I got a couple emails from people, which I don't know why they were emailing me to begin with, but complaining about the hire and saying, oh, why didn't we get Reggie Theus? We had a perfect chance of Theus, and we go with this Dave Rice guy. This is a great hire. This is who they needed to get, and I think it was important that anyone that maybe didn't realize that sounded like he had a great press conference today and probably won a lot of the people in the other camp over.
I would think that's the exact way to describe it, Case. Listening to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, comparable to the Rebel Room on our website, where we're just going to take the MP3 of this show today and put it right up there. So if folks are listening on the web, we've got a little Rebel Room / LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, which is Mondays right here on KUNV. And in case you're right, I think one of it ultimately came, there were four candidates: Rice, former Rebel Reggie Theus, and Ernie Kent, the former Oregon coach, and Mike Dunlap, who's over at St. John's. But when push came to shove, it was ultimately between Rice and Theus. And the folks who wanted Theus said, Reggie's dynamic. He's going to be able to go into the inner city and recruit some kids. And you got to pick Reggie. He's going to get the top-level guy. And I tell you right now, after listening to Dave talk tonight, you know, he is going to be able to go in and get those top-level guys. Casey, he says he's going to play pressure defense, push the ball up the court, and bring back the old days of the running Rebels. And just the way he talked about his game plan and his ideas, you know it's going to be a good fit. And I know there's still probably folks out there that want Reggie to get the job, but I think Dave Rice was the right guy.
Yeah, and I think the players were behind Dave Rice, too. You know, I've seen some tweets where the players were very happy about this, said, you know, they'd already talked to him and that they thought it was going to be great. And, I mean, look, yeah, Theus could have done some things. He had some track record of success. He can recruit those kids. But, look, Dave Rice, anyone that says he can't recruit is insane. And I know, you know, his name gets thrown along with his brother, of course, at Gorman, Grant Rice, and that maybe he can get some of these Gorman kids. Well, let me tell you, Grant Rice's contacts in high school basketball go way beyond Gorman. You know, they know all the top high school programs in the area, even a lot nationally. There's no reason to worry about this guy recruiting the way I see it. He brought some great kids to BYU during his stint there. And, you know, I think he has a natural connection to some of the high schools beyond Gorman that you need to be the coach at a place like UNLV.
And what we've seen here, Case, from our year of covering high school basketball for LasVegasSun.com was there's a ton of talent in Vegas, man. And I think you're right, Grant, knowing who the players are, not just at Gorman but at the other schools and the relationship and respect the Rice family has, it's only going to help Dave out when he's recruiting. And he said it during the press conference, we got to build our team first with what we have here. If you have a winning program, kids are going to want to come play for you. And I definitely think there's a lot of positive energy and a lot of positive buzz. And if he could really relay that message to the recruits that he relayed today, I think it's going to be a no-brainer. Case, guess who was in the audience at the old press conference?
Well, can you give me a clue? I mean, I'm guessing there are a lot of people. I'm guessing there's probably Ray Brewer, Grant Rice. I don't know. Give me a clue.
Yeah, Grant was there, but Ron Holmes, who is Shabazz Muhammad's dad, was in the crowd today at the press conference. So I know Shabazz, who's one of the top five overall players in the nation for the class of 2012, a longtime target of UNLV. Everybody kind of thought that Lon Kruger had no chance. Well, I think with the dad there in the crowd today and the dad's familiarity with the Rice family, I think Dave Rice has got a chance. And I think I know that Shabazz is getting recruited by your school, Kansas, and by Duke and Carolina. But after today and seeing Ron there in the crowd, UNLV is definitely going to get a fair shake, and not just because it's the Vegas school like Corey Joseph did last year. I think they're going to get a real legit chance to recruit this kid.
Yeah, here's the thing about Shabazz and Dave Rice, from my opinion. You know, I still am not going to sit here and say I think that UNLV is the absolute hands-on favorite, even though, I mean, that could be the case. That's not what I'm going to say. But I don't think there's any way that you can look at this and say that they don't have a better chance at Shabazz now with Dave Rice as the coach as Lon Kruger. The chances of him going to UNLV just shot up exponentially. You know, I don't think people should get their hopes up so much to the point where if Shabazz does end up going to a North Carolina or a Louisville, Kentucky, all these places he's looking at, I mean, maybe that was just bound to happen. That's what he was thinking. We have no idea what he's thinking, but you can't sit here and argue with me and tell me that having Dave Rice there doesn't give UNLV a more legitimate chance at Shabazz, who, I mean, look, this is kid is a. It's not too often in your area you have a kid of this this caliber. I mean, probably, what would you say, once every 15 or 20 years you're going to have a kid this great. So any chance you get to have him, I think, is a positive. And trust me, Dave Rice will put all he can into getting Shabazz to wear that Rebel uniform here after he graduates. He's going to be a senior next year.
I'm going to say that a talent like Shabazz is once in a lifetime. I mean, if you look at and of course the recruiting services weren't around, you know, back when like Freddie Banks tore it up at Valley, how it is today. But I mean, Shabazz is in some circles the top overall prospect for 2012. He's definitely in the top five at every service. And I just think it's a once in a lifetime chance for UNLV to land somebody that, I mean, the only reason they're getting a crack at the kid is because he lives here. Now, I'll tell you this, Case, if the kid goes to Duke, it would be just an ultimate slap in the face.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of UNLV people say that. You're saying he's a once in a lifetime thing. Are you saying Hank Thorns wasn't this highly recruited? I mean, that was a little bit before I moved out there, but
Hank Thorns. If Hank Thorns was Shabazz Muhammad's height, he'd be in the NBA right now playing for your Miami Heat, because Hank Thorns is a competitor, heart of gold, good leader, and I think that, you know, if he wasn't 5'9", he'd be doing a lot of great things. One of my all-time favorites, Hank Thorns, just to let you know, the TCU guard, who I thought was a better football player at Valley. But, Case, one thing that really stood out for me with Dave Rice's press conference is Jerry Tarkanian was there front row, and everybody knows the whole process. Tark was like, Thies is the man. You got to hire Reggie. Reggie's the guy. You know, even when as far as saying, you know, hey, Dave Rice doesn't have that head coach experience. You can't give him the keys to the Cadillac. And Dave Rice walked in right away. No ill feelings. Thanked Tark for everything he did. Went up the podium. First thing he said was he thanked Coach Tarkanian. And that right there shows you what type of guy he is. You know, he is a sincerely nice as I thought Lon Kruger was. He's a guy who's going to continue with what Kruger did. He's going to continue to honor the past. He's going to be able to recruit a little more. And just knowing the program and where it's been and its history is, I think, invaluable. I mean, to just see the players eyes light up, Case, because there was about six or seven of them there today when he talked about the history and the tradition of the program. I mean, right there, that's enough for me to really say this guy is definitely going to do a good job.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, hey, it looks like we're throwing a huge celebration for Dave Rice for saying nothing but great things. But really, so far, I mean, there's just not too much negative to say about this. You know, I think the way he handled the Tarkanian thing was just pure class. I mean, Tarkanian was never against him. through the whole process. If you followed it on LasVegasSun.com, he said, yeah, Rice would be great for also. But his first choice was Theus, and that was pretty obvious. And, you know, it's college basketball. There's a lot of guys in this business that are coaching right now that wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have come out and said how much Tark meant to them in their life. They would have held a grudge. And obviously that's not who Dave Rice is. And that's not how he felt he should go about doing things. And you got to give him some respect for that.
Yeah, folks, Case Kiefer on a little bit of a vacay this week, calling in. Dude, what are you eating over there? Did they just serve you?
We're getting some Italian food. I scarfed it down like as fast as I could. So
what? It wasn't Olive Garden, was it?
Yeah, it was Olive Garden.
Was it really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Case Kiefer, folks, eats at Olive Garden more than that Italian family in the commercials.
This was the first time I've been to an Olive Garden in probably over a year, just because I can't go anymore because you make fun of me every time I go. But, hey, this wasn't my choice, you know. It was my aunt's birthday party, and someone else planned it. I'm just living the dream down here in Tampa. But, Ray, what I don't understand is how do people live in Eastern time zone? It's driving me crazy, you know. It's like 8:30 here. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, 8:30. What? That's right around when Monday Night Football starts too. I mean, how could you have to wait all Monday to get your money back from betting all weekend?
Yeah, I'm having some rest and relaxation when I first get in. I took the red eye. I look and it's 4:00, and I'm like, oh, great, I can turn on the Braves. Oh wait, the Braves don't start till 7:05. The first baseball game starts till 7:05. Imagine having to sit around work all day and not being able to get that run into the sports book until like 6:00 at night.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just saying I'm glad Las Vegas is Pacific time, you know?
Yeah, Case Kiefer, I'm the Vegas native. He's the transplant, but I tell you what, this guy loves Vegas maybe more than I do, maybe more than Dave Rice does. He spoke, Case, about just how he has a fondness for the city and the university, and how he and his wife are both graduates from UNLV, and, you know, how his brother Grant played here, and what a special place this is. And, you know, I guess after Kruger, who had said that same stuff, and we thought Kruger was going to end his career here, after seeing him leave for Oklahoma, which I think a lot of people say, hey, I would have chased the money too, but several people, their feelings were hurt, to hear a guy come in and tell you how beautiful you are and how pretty you are and how he loves you and he wants to take you out on the town like Dave's doing, I think the fans today, Case, have to feel a little bit better about themselves as well.
Yeah, and it's a lot different when a guy like Lon Kruger comes in and says, hey, we're going to get back, we're going to embrace the tradition, which he did. I mean, neither me or you or Ryan Green, who's not with us today, we're not going to say anything negative about Lon Kruger. But the bottom line is that, you know, Lon Kruger wasn't a UNLV guy. He wasn't around there during its heyday in the 90s. Rice wasn't only there. He was, you know, front and center, had a front row seat to the whole run to the national championship. And it really means something when he says he's going to embrace that and has already shown it. And reading your story today on LasVegasSun.com, where you talked to his brother Grant, who we've already mentioned a couple times, I really liked his quote about how, you know, people might not realize that the kids now that are coming out of high school, you know, Shabazz's class we mentioned, they were just toddlers when this run happened. Maybe some of them weren't even born. Actually, they probably weren't even born yet. It's probably like 1994. But, you know, if you have someone like Grant Rice talking about what went there and, you know, it gets them to look into it. It gets them to really realize what a magical run that was and maybe want to do it again. And I think it's another positive.
And I guess that national championship ring will make its way onto the recruiting trail. I'm sure that's a pretty good, powerful tool because when he goes out and he recruits, because, I mean, obviously the players here are good, and I think they're favored to win the Mountain West next year. No doubt about it, dude. But
oh, yeah, I agree.
But they're not – but as we talked with Lon, the ceiling is getting eliminated in the first round of the – or in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Well, if you go out with that ring on, you're going to be able to try to sell the program a little better, maybe get some better talent here, a guy who created his own shot, maybe get to the basket. And there's going to be tons of landmines on the recruiting trail. Listen, UNLV is never going to get the McDonald's All-Americans. I don't think they've had one in program history until, I guess, Shabazz, right? But – what I'm saying is that
already penciling them in.
UNLV's not part of a Big Six conference. They don't play on a good TV network. You know, they have to play at Air Force, at Wyoming, at Colorado State. Not an attractive league. Is he going to be able to sell the history of the program and the fact that UNLV could get back to a national title when other coaches are going to come in and say, hey, we're on ESPN like five times a week. UNLV, they can't even get a highlight on ESPN.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess I was kind of making my statements towards local kids. I mean, that have been around it. And I mean, hey, the city is still crazy about UNLV basketball. We know that. You know, we just went through a football coaching search not too long ago, and it wasn't quite the same as this, as you might imagine, as everyone that's listening knows. So, I think people that have been around realize the passion about UNLV basketball. And I mean, if Rice can just take it up even a couple more steps, I mean, it's already a great atmosphere at the Thomas and Mack. But, you know, if you really get Las Vegas back with the Rebel Fever, I think kids will notice that when they come here on official visits to, you know, see what they want to make for their decision.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll go back to your college experience. You went to Kansas. You've been to plenty of games in the Allen Fieldhouse, and the atmosphere there. I could say that KU is kind of like the team of the state of Kansas, and especially the city of Lawrence. And you know, it's the same way that UNLV is the team of Las Vegas, but it's still two different type of atmospheres between the two schools. I guess KU is more of a college atmosphere with as great as UNLV's history is, maybe better history. You're trying to recruit Shabazz and he goes to Kansas and he sees what they have and he comes to UNLV and sees what's here. How could he could pick UNLV? I mean, you've been to both environments. Are they that drastically different?
You know, they're not totally different. I would say UNLV ranks right up there as far as environment. I mean, if that's what you're trying to sell, there's not many that's going to outdo them. You know, honestly, I think I'm speaking unbiased. I think Kansas does have a little bit of an edge in a department like that, just because, I mean, look, it's been like 7 or 8 years since they haven't sold out a game. But, I mean, as we both know, that's not the be-all, end-all. And a prospect like Shabazz, in any other guy's looking at, has a lot more that he's thinking about than just, you know, who has the loudest building. I think it's important that how much Dave Rice loves Las Vegas, it seems like. You know, my thing is that I've always wondered is how can it be hard to recruit a kid to Las Vegas? I mean, I know that I just think that if you're recruiting the right kids, you bring them here, you show them around. If I was that age, I would be mesmerized and I would commit to UNLV in a second. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, and I think a lot of kids would as well. And if it was kids strictly making the decision on their own, then UNLV might be doing better. But you've got a lot of parents who are like, well, am I going to let my kid loose in Vegas? He's going to be running through casinos and hanging out with call girls and, you know, eating dinner with the mafia. And, you know, there's this stereotype that comes with our town that, you know, we know isn't true. We have parks and churches and reputable people. But sometimes I think what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas isn't the best, you know, way for mom to drop her only son off for 4 years.
Yeah, I agree, and I mean, all this is just, this is stuff that I'm glad I don't have to deal with, and that Dave Rice does, because I think he'll do a much better job, maybe alleviating some of the concerns we're bringing up, or, you know, focusing on positives, or just really reading the situation, right? You know, when we talk about recruiting, it's just such a giant where every single case is different. Every single kid you recruit is going to be looking at something else, wanting something else. So it's really a case-by-case basis. But, you know, based on some of the work he's done at BYU and some of the kids he's gotten, I think that he has what it takes to be successful in that top role. And, I mean, I know he's going to bring in a great staff, which I'm sure you're going to talk about already kind of getting filled out. It's going to help him with that.
Yeah, and I guess, when Dave Rice played here, it was when the running Rebels were running. They'd play pressure defense, push the ball up the court, look for an easy open shot, have somebody who could drain it from the outside. And he stressed today that style is going to be back and his teams are going to get after you on defense and they're going to push the ball up the court, look for that three-pointer, you know, look to get the arena to be electric. And I think, you know, recreating the glory days is easier said than done. but he definitely has the blueprint to do that. And I'm looking forward to it. I often felt that, you know, last year's team definitely ran the ball a lot. You know, it was a run-and-gun team, and they had to be good in transition because they weren't going to beat you off the dribble. They had virtually nobody inside that could do anything. And I thought that they'd settled for some outside shots and maybe even got themselves into trouble, like against San Diego State there at home, where they stopped taking the ball to the basket. So, but I think the offense case that Dave Rice is proposing is a little different in the fact that if you don't have that great shot that's available, they're going to work it around and try to get maybe a mismatch. And I know that it was such a magical time during the running Rebel heydays, and if he could bring some of that excitement back, because there's a lot of people that are just absolutely desperate to see it.
Yeah, and to me, an important thing is, you know, the style of play you described that he wants to implement. I don't think it's going to be too much of a learning curve. I think that the personnel that they have coming back next really fits that. Sometimes a coach will come in and want to say, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then you look at the past coaching staff, and they're running kids that don't really fit with that, and it takes a couple years.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. And you'd mentioned
athletic bodies.
Yeah. You got that 100% right, and I know that your phone broke up there a little bit, though, brother. Did I cut you off? Are you done talking?
Oh, I don't know what you missed. Sorry. I mean,
I'll just take over for you. It's Stacey Augman. They've offered him a job as an assistant coach. Augman, obviously, number 32, retired here at UNLV. One of the great players in UNLV history. Part of the Final Four teams. He's a coach now with the Nuggets. And if you get that guy, I hate to always turn this back to recruiting, but anybody, you know, who's going to be a good coach has got to have good players. But imagine having Stacey Augman, a swingman who's left-handed that could finish well, going up to see Shabazz, a swingman who's left-handed who could finish well. It's just all falling into place, Case Kiefer.
Right, and, you know, a guy like Stacey Augman, when we're talking about recruiting kids out of Las Vegas that may not have been so familiar with, you know, the national championship team, the Final Four team, kids' parents are going to remember Stacey Augman. He had a very good NBA career, too. I mean, so I think just having a name like that come around, people are going to remember him from, if they don't from UNLV, then some of these parents, you know, across the country are definitely going to know Stacey Augman from his NBA career. Nothing but positives for Stacey Augman either.
Yeah, it's kind of like Danny Manning. I hate to go back to KU, but coming back to KU, right?
Yeah, I heard Green actually make that comparison. You know, if you look at Kansas, I think what Danny Manning has done since he's been on the staff the last, actually not sure how long now, probably 4 or 5 years, it's just been a huge addition. All these kids that come in are so impressed with Danny Manning when he shows off his national championship ring, which you just mentioned, and really has a lot to teach these kids, is really familiar with the program, loves the program. And, you know, I don't know Stacey Augman at all, never spoken with the guy, but on the surface it looks like he could be that type of influence to the UNLV program.
Exactly, and LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, just all Rebels today. Right now there's a party going on here at the Cox Pavilion to welcome Dave Rice. So if you're driving home from work or if you're in the vicinity of UNLV, get on over to Cox and I guess listen to what Coach Rice has to say about the future of the UNLV basketball team. Case, I've got the press release here, and there's all kind of quotes from folks talking about Coach Rice and what he brings. And I'll just pick the one that stands out for me. Lon Kruger says Dave's the perfect fit for UNLV. The guys are going to enjoy playing for him. He's a great system, and he'll treat the players right. The community will get behind Dave. Fans will enjoy the way his teams play and the type of person he is. I just think that having a Rebel as the coach of the Rebels is going to be a huge, huge difference. And nothing against Lon. He embraced the past and brought all those guys back. But he didn't understand how the past was made. And Dave was there, and he talked about the relationships and the lifelong friendships. And, you know, I haven't met anybody that I've talked to in the last 2-3 days that's had anything negative to say about Dave Rice. Now, you have to realize that he hasn't played a game yet, and you know, naturally UNLV is what it is, and it's just my mind's popping with trying to figure out how good they're going to be, because right now it seems like I feel like they're going to the Final Four, which I know won't happen.
Yeah, I probably would not set the bar at the Final Four, but hey, you know, anything can happen. I think that look at a couple teams that made the Final Four this year. Is UNLV going to be any worse than them? No. But going back to that quote, I think that's pretty cool they got Lon to say that. I mean, that's not something you see at a lot of programs when a guy bolts and does that. You think that's going to happen at Kansas State when Frank Martin leaves for Miami in a couple of days? They're going to call him to throw up a quote about whatever new hire they make?
I mean, obviously not. It just speaks volumes to what kind of guy Lon Kruger is and the kind of character he has. He was also interviewed on some local TV shows last night as well. So a seamless, easy transition between, you know, Coach Kruger and now Coach Rice. And sky's the limit here, Case Kiefer. It's a new era of UNLV basketball. And I will tell you this, there's going to be a ton of excitement leading up to the season this year. And typically here in Vegas, you know, people get a little excited for football at the beginning of the year. But, you know, once the calendar turns from September to October, you know,
once they're 0-4,
yeah, they're 0-whatever or 1-whatever, and basketball starts having practice, and football's kind of an afterthought. With football being as young as they are this year, and expected not to do as good as I think they're going to be by several, I mean, UNLV basketball could be a hot topic of conversation like in September, dude. I mean, this is a rebel city.
Absolutely. To tell you about this, I'm mesmerized by this welcome party. I'm so disappointed I'm missing it. What's going on at this at this Cox Pavilion welcome party for Dave Rice?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to get there because I had to rush over here to do the show.
Everyone's invited?
Yeah, everybody's invited. But I'll tell you, dude, the press conference was like a who's who. There was, you know, big booster Cliff Finley, former governor Bob Miller, Finley prep coach Mike Peck, a bunch of former players, obviously the athletic director, the president of the university board of regents. I didn't even realize, Case, that we had that much media in this city. There was people I didn't even realize were in the media that were there to welcome Coach Rice. And it was, I tell you what, the guy's getting a reception. I don't know if, you know, I was there when they hired Bill Baino, and I was here when they hired Lon Kruger. And either the media has grown or the interest, because this guy's a rebel, is what's driving all the support. I'm actually kind of hungry right now. If they had that Olive Garden going on over there, you know,
you might
want to run
over to, they might have like some, you know, UNLV basketball shaped cookies or something.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel bad. I can just imagine our producer is just, you know, shaking in his seat right now, wanting to get over there. I feel so bad that we're making him listen to, you know, us ramble on when he wants to be over there partying with Dave Rice.
Yeah, you know how I always bring that coffee in every week?
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, well, Starbucks had a line out the door, but Steve's got his Coca-Cola Classic 4 straight weeks in a row. Just one quick observation. Case, have a safe trip. We'll see you when you get back. We will see everybody next week. This is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, and we're putting it up on our site as the Rebel Room this week. We're here every Mondays at 5:30. Talking UNLV, talking everything else that's happening in this city. Case, thanks for being on today. We'll see you later, my man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, brother. God bless. Folks, it's been a great day for UNLV basketball, and that's just not me speaking. That is everybody who I interviewed, over an hour worth of interviews. We'll talk to you next week. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen.
I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when chest pain